This is Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network. One daily news story, well told. I'm John. Coming up in a moment, Lifeway Women has set to return to in-person events starting in April. That story right after this short message.
Virginia teachers, take the lead in education with up to 64% off your graduate degree at Liberty University. This year has forced you to innovate, adapt, overcome, and you've not only risen to the challenge, you've crushed it. Now help education emerge from this crisis stronger than ever with your MAT or MED degree. Our transfer-friendly degree programs are 100% online and start as low as $282 per credit hour. It's our thanks for all you do for our future. To learn more, text TEACHER to 49595. That's TEACHER to 49595.
When the coronavirus became a worldwide pandemic, events all around the globe were immediately canceled, rescheduled to an unknown future date, or converted to a virtual event. Now, Lifeway Women Live has announced that they will be hosting an in-person event for the first time since 2019. Lifeway surveyed hundreds of women trying to gauge if they were ready to return to attending in-person events. Betsy Langmaid, the manager of Lifeway Women Events, said that a majority of the women surveyed indicated that they are comfortable returning to large gatherings now that vaccines are more commonplace and local restrictions have lightened. She said that, quote, "Women through the centuries have been about community, about doing life together. While women are resilient and creative and have found ways to do this, this past year has been a far cry from the camaraderie and sisterhood you feel when standing in a room at a conference or sitting in a room doing a Bible study with a handful of other people. We are made to experience loud laughs and flowing tears together." On April 17th, at the Long Hollow Baptist Church in Hendersonville, Tennessee, Lifeway kicks off their first of three live and in-person events planned for 2021. The other two are in August and September. They will feature Bible teachers Jackie Heal Perry, Christy McClelland, Kelly Minter, Jamie Ivey, Ruth Chow Simmons, Lisa Harper, and Angie Smith. Also, Point of Grace will be a special music guest, while Austin Stone will lead worship. Langmaid said that something we're seeing emerge among women is an extreme hunger for community and being together in person and doing the things we do together, like eating out, Bible study, and church, to name a few. One of the speakers, Kelly Minter, commented about how the church is made for community, saying, "God fundamentally created us that way. We're designed for fellowship. I've also been reminded in 1 Corinthians 12, the Holy Spirit gave each of us specific gifts that are for the good of others. We can't use our God-given gifts in isolation. At creation, we were designed for community, and when the Holy Spirit came, the church was even more poised for it. That's something I've learned this past year, just how much we really do need fellowship. It's not an optional accoutrement to our lives. We need each other, and others need us." Another speaker, Ruth Simmons, commented that the church must come together and find unity in the hope of the gospel. She said that, "I've really experienced the importance of healthy conversations around the kitchen table, in the local church and through the community of believers seeking to love one another well. All the impact we want to see someday in the world begins with how we steward the communities we invest in right now." Betsy Langmaid said that there have been huge losses for almost everyone this year on different levels. Grief and loss are an invitation to hope, and the fact that we are able to gather in some capacity is a sign of hope. Lifeway Women's live events are committed that each venue will follow the local COVID-19 guidelines. They will work to protect the health and safety of guests, speakers, and staff. I'm John Matarazzo. Join me on my Along the Way podcast. You'll hear interviews with people who are actively walking with Christ so that we can learn from each other's journeys along their way. You can find my Along the Way podcast right here on the Charisma Podcast Network. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News Podcast, one story, well told. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com. Subscribe to this podcast for more Charisma News every weekday. This is John. God bless you.